WMobile.
Reporting Mr. Kent, KA3JCA.
Kent, how you doing this morning? Any other guys this morning?
I didn't hear of either, and so forth like that. No, today's Friday for Patrick, so he's not on the road yet. I know he's got a doctor's appointment or some dentist later, but I don't know. You missed it last night. He did awesome on the net. So awesome that Sally had to recheck because she wanted to speak to him since it was his first time. So she checked in and talked to him on the net for a few seconds.
Yeah, I just don't stay up late enough to do that.
Kind of why I kind of like pre-check, but cause I'm not sure if I'm going to be up or not.
Checked a couple of times, but it isn't something that I do regularly.
Julian here on Friday? Because I didn't hear him either.
Yesterday, too. He should be in here. I didn't remember him saying he was on.
Like in case anybody else was jumping in there. So, alrighty, sir. Well, Ashley's making me some breakfast real quick, and I'm going to see if I can talk my lovely wife into making me a cup of coffee this morning.
Sipping on a cup myself, riding down the road. Good morning, Miss Sally. Good morning, Miss Ashley.
Say good morning. Ashley didn't hear it yet, so she's in the kitchen. So, as soon as she comes back, I'll tell her for you. KA3JCA.
Breakfast.
I have a couple slices of bacon with a cinnamon bagel with peanut butter on it.
Those bagels, they stick around a while. I know if I eat a half a bagel, it holds me really good till lunch.
Peanut butter on my bagel because of even just the half of the bagel with the bread and so forth like that, my sugar goes crazy.
All right, with just just a plain bagel with maybe some cream cheese and that. But man, let me eat some potatoes, and my sugar goes crazy.
Yeah. When I was in the hospital, they wouldn't believe it, but the hospital would bring me like an egg, bring me one tablespoon or what? It's actually like a. It's a normal scoop, but it's like a half a cup of those home fries. But it's not that much when they measure it, because it's not like packed or whatever, but they just measure it and they put it on the plate. And they check my sugar, and bam, I eat those potatoes, and they'd have to give me more insulin come lunchtime.
Yeah, sugar go low, because it's like when I do that, 30 minutes later, it's like I got to have something to eat right now.
What happens is sometimes it affects people differently, but like potatoes and stuff like that, it's like eating sugar. You put it in your mouth and it brings your sugar up just enough to satisfy you, and then it goes away real quick.
I'm going to be at the house. I try to avoid potatoes unless I'm eating a lot of something else.
I tell me that if you eat your carbohydrate, and if you eat a protein, but it's like double the protein with it, then it helps, the protein slows down the sugar consumption, and I forget the word I'm looking for, but yeah, it just kind of slows the process down so that you still stay full.
That I know if I eat like that, like we stop at Cracker Barrel on a trip or something, I'm going to eat the potatoes, but I do fine.
That's what I try to do. I try to just keep celery and peanut butter around, too, because the protein from the peanut butter really helps. And, of course, the celery, just some of your water and fiber. And I don't get carried away with it, but I just eat enough to take away the hunger. And that seems to help with the sugar spikes.
My graham crackers and peanut butter this morning.
Like the Neacott crackers? Like I grew up with as a young kid. My granddaddy would drink a 6 ounce Coke and eat a pack of Decot crackers.
Eat those crackers, I don't think.
They're kind of like the shape of the little Lance orange crackers with peanut butter, but they're like a, it's like a graham cracker cookie with peanut butter. Probably going down to the lake to go fishing, and we'd open up the cooler mid-morning right after we got the first hooks in the water, pop open a either a Mountain Dew or a 6 ounce Coke, can of crackers, and then some mornings we opened up a can of sardines.
You're when you're fishing, right?
I miss my fishing days when I could get on the boat, get up on the chair. Excuse me, I had a bass boat that I bought, and I used to take a friend of mine fishing with me, and he always used to say, Richard, how come you're always catching a fish and I'm not? Because I said, I can see where they're at. And he's like, no, you can't. So I had these special polarized glasses, I'm telling you. When you're kind of in shallow water and the water's clear, you can see the fish. And I showed him that, and then I let him borrow the glasses for a little bit, and he started catching fish. And next thing I know, the next time he went fishing with me, he had his own pair.
I need to do some more fishing this year. Hopefully I'll get to do some. Hey, let me stop here and grab me a quick biscuit. KN4 TFW.
KA3JCA.
TFW Mobile.
I'm back.
I'm back. Sally brought me, or not Sally, Ashley brought me my bagel. But I'm going to try to take a bite of it in between and talk to you in between bites there.
Okay, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Shane. How was your trip today?
Good morning, Shane. KA3JCA and KA4JCA.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Miss Sally and Ashley. Ken, it was good. Back, I feel like I'm making it back a little bit earlier this morning. I left about 30 minutes earlier down there, so I'm almost back to the building. I don't have long, but I thought I'd give Richard a little bit longer time to chew on that bagel. Go ahead, Ken.
Last night when you were headed into work, and Aunt, me and Mama were going out to grab a bite to eat for her birthday.
To your wife. What, Susan, is that right? Birthday, that's good. Go ahead, Richard, unless your mouth is full.
No, I'm joking. yeah, well, happy birthday to Susan there, Ken. And Shane, yeah, we heard you last night. Patrick did a good job. I was just telling Ken that this morning.
Ken didn't stay up to help out there. I mean, I know he goes to bed early, but he could have sacrificed a little bit.
And I don't stay up late for a lot of things, but you know, if I happen to be out and about, you know, doing something with the grandkids, like I think the next couple of weeks we got to go to Anderson in the evening, so I'll probably be coming back in time to check in. But even if check in starts, and you know, if I'm in the last round, and I make it to the house, I'm going to shut her down.
But you know, you're welcome to check in at any time. Out of turn, they don't frown on that at all, and some people do. I've done that when I was working days, and I'd get home, the net was already started, and I was getting home late, and I'm pulling down the driveway, and they hadn't gotten to my group yet. I'd just go ahead and check in.
I just don't like to do it that much. I do check in sometimes on the Mount Mitchell. They have a couple of check-ins on Saturday mornings.
Finished up, I put a bite in my mouth, but now I'm done on that bite, so, it was, normally I pre-check, because I wasn't sure if I would be up myself or not, and I pre-checked the rest of the family in. Well, Sally came home last night, and I was kind of already half asleep, and I had the net on low, but I thought it was going to be Matt last night, and then the next thing I know, I heard Patrick. And Sally's like, is that Patrick? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, when did he start calling that? I said, I guess tonight. So she wanted to recheck. So that's what I let her do. Showed her how to do it.
Good job. That was really good to hear on the radio. because usually she's in the background when you're talking, but it was good to hear. But listen, I'm going to go for right now. I can see my exit, and I'm going to be making some turns. So you guys have a good day, Ken. Have a good day at work if you're on your way. Be careful. And Richard, you and Sally, and actually, you have a good day. And we'll hear you again and talk to you soon. N4ZLK.
Have an awesome day. Be safe. KN4, GFW.
7-3 Shane, KA3JCA and KA4JCA. Chewing down on your biscuit there, Ken, KA3JCA.
I'm going to do that when I get to work. I usually wait about 30 minutes as I get to work. I'll make a pot of coffee and everything and get my day situated before I start on it.
Do you get like just a regular biscuit or just like an egg biscuit or a chicken biscuit?
Biscuit at Bojangles this morning. Usually I get a sausage, egg, and cheese or something like that.
Well, there was a place that we found in Simpsonville. When I say Simpsonville, down here off of 14 in Main Street, not going down to the main town, I guess, itself, but up here right off of 14 in Main Street. And I guess it's run by an Asian family, but they make donuts, and I think it's called Lickin' Donuts or whatever, but we stumbled across, she makes a flaky buttered biscuit, or a flaky honey buttered biscuit, and then she'll put on there like egg and cheese, egg bacon and cheese, egg sausage and cheese, but it gave us the idea that like on the weekends now, we'll buy a roll of that, the flaky honey biscuits from Publix. I think Pillsbury makes them. I think that's who makes it, but we'll drop it and let it come back up there. But yeah, we'll make some of those and fry up a single egg in one of those molds and put some bacon and stuff, and then you can freeze them and then just zap them in a microwave.
No idea. I know I'll do that like on the weekends. I'll make pancakes sometimes, and then I'll just make a bunch of eggs, stir, freeze them, and then I'll just throw them in my little bowl with a couple of heat and serve sausages and have me some pancakes and sausage for breakfast.
Heat and serve sausages that you get. What brand do you buy?
Man, I don't know. It's in a yellow. I can see it. It's in a yellow bag with red writing on it, but I don't remember the brand. I know we get them because the grandkids like them.
Ask Ashley what she gets me. We buy that. We buy the bacon the same way. It's already basically pre-cooked. You're heating it, and it cooks a little bit more. And depending on how long you cook it, it can be limp or crispy. But that, and then when I was in the hospital, I switched to turkey sausage because I really like that.
I had that before.
Well, I think they boil the sausage till it's almost done, and then just brown it a little bit. That way, it doesn't appear to be greasy.
And I haven't really investigated it. I've thought about doing. Usually, I use that frozen patty sausage, you know, and just cook it up because it doesn't take but a few minutes anyway. And that, what I saw, they were. They actually put the frozen, or not the frozen, but raw patties in a mason jar and cooked them in the jar in the pressure cannon.
Nice idea, K3JCA.
You could eat it straight out of the jar.
Find enough stuff that you can that Sally would enjoy eating. She's a very finicky, picky eater, but it's either pinto beans or pinto beans. No, it's really green beans and corn, but she loves pinto beans.
Usually if I make a big pot of pinto beans, and then we'll eat what we want, and then I'll put the rest of it in a jar and can it. That way, if you just want some pinto beans, you can open just the jar, you know, rather than going through the whole process of cooking the dried beans. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, I prefer cooking them, the dry beans, and adding my own seasoning and stuff like that, but it's a long process to soak the beans and cook them and watch them and make sure they're tender and juicy and so forth like that. So Sally has me buy the Bush's pinto beans.
I cooked in the jar when I canned it here back towards the summer. And that stuff was really good, and man, was it tender.
Could I miss that? I know you brought me some of that fish, but what was it that you just canned and did it this summer?
Meat. I found some stew meat on sale, and that just packed it in a jar, threw my seasonings in there, and canned it, and so it cooked in its own juice. And man, it was so tender, you couldn't believe it.
Ken, if you ever retired, you could make yourself a little pantry store where you do canning and people come buy your canned goods.
Susan likes that stuff, like when we do chicken and stew beef and that, because, you know, she can just open up a can and throw some, you know, mushroom gravy on it and make up some rice and have dinner in 30 minutes. It's not a big catastrophe, and it really does taste really good.
Sally and her mom do for Thanksgiving is they're not a big turkey eater, but they like chicken. But she'll take and get some regular chicken breast and then about two or three pieces with the bones in and put them in the crock pot and then bake them on slow overnight. Then the next morning they get up and let it cool down some and peel the chicken apart and mix it all together. It's when I say pull it, it's pulled, hand pulled, and kind of shredded a little bit with your fingers, but you're not really mutilating it. And then what they'll do is they'll take that chicken, season it with some salt and pepper, put it on a cookie sheet, and then put a dab of butter on each little pile that they make. It's almost like a tablespoon bite of chicken that's kind of still put together and stringy. And what they'll do is put that pat of butter on there and then take and open up a can of evaporated milk and pour that over all of that chicken, put it back in the oven until just some of the chicken that is on top starts to, like, brown and become crispy and that butter's melted, and then you pull it out and you talk about mouth-watering.
Good.
Tell you, too, I'm going to help out another club on one of the night nets there, but it's only like one time a month there, so I'm going to do that. Give me something else to do. I'm just trying to take things on a little slow this time instead of jumping too head into it. I haven't done much with DMR either this last week and a half or two, so yeah, when I came home from the hospital, I just took a hiatus there and kind of slowed down some.
Yourself out, you know, doing too much too soon. And so what club is that, the one up here in Spartanburg?
For some reason, there's some noise on it. You're real clear, and then in 1 minute, I'll hear a bunch of white noise with your signal. What did you say about Spartanburg?
What club you were doing, if it was like the Spartanburg club that you were helping out?
The thermal belt.
It's up where Hendersonville.
Try on and so forth like that. So, yeah, I'm trying to check in. Right now, I think I got an average of 4 or 5 nets per week that I'm checking into that I'm trying to make. I just have to remember the times and get the time straight.
I usually do better checking into a net that happens in the morning.
I have to give it to you, Ken. I don't know if you have EchoLink on your phone or not, but there's a net in Florida. My friend from Florida, Gus, AA4GH, I helped him with his DMR, and then he's come in and checked in on a couple of our 610 nets when I was telling him about it. And they have a net down there that starts at 8:30, and they do it a little different than we do, but it's nice because he'll take check-ins, and then, like, he'll take one check-in, and he'll answer you, and then you talk for 5 or 10 minutes, and then he'll take the next check-in, and it's just kind of like a big round table, slow, leisurely. It's a fun net.
Because
good bit of time pretty quick.
Able to get up and get going at their own leisure, too. And like I said, some people are early risers, and you're not just waiting for someone to call, roll call real quick, and then whether you have comments or not. But I found it interesting, and then I've also found a couple of more nets using this ham shack hotline that I got, so it's kind of neat.
Jeff, tonight I saw that there's a guy he's gonna be doing a POTA thing from Alcatraz. I may try to see if I can't get him in my logbook.
ECW, is he doing sideband phone, or is he doing like FTA or whatever?
Sideband.
How long is he gonna be there for?
He just said that he was gonna be there on Friday. He may have said the time. I'll have to look and see.
Went out to the island, stay out there like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe that's what he planned.
For some reason, I'm thinking it was just one day.
Jerry's in the process. I've got my friend Brian up in Rutherfordton, and he's got my radio out of storage and ready for me to pick up now. When he moved, had put it, all of his stuff was in storage, and of course it was in the back of the storage unit, and they've been slowly but surely taking stuff out a little bit at a time.
You're like getting back on HF, and then hopefully he'll be on like 20 meters. I can usually make California pretty decent on 20 meters.
Well, I know Jerry is going to help me too put up a dipole. We were talking about the trees in the backyard. The ones that I had close to the house, I took down, so I've got a greater gap. But my taller trees are toward the back, so I just have to find a way to support it and then put the center point or feed line closer to my house or window, and I got to keep it up off the ground so the dogs don't tear it up.
Get in the gate here. Hold on. I'm going to say 7-3. Hope you have an awesome day, you and Miss Ashley and Miss Sally. Annette, and I look forward to maybe catching you this afternoon when I get off. KN4 TFW 7-3.
You have a wonderful day, sir. Pleasure talking to you this morning. And sorry we missed the other guys, KA3 and JCA. I'll probably hang in here until Shane comes back on.